Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk about the Fredericksburg Salvation Army this morning. They have some real exciting news, and we're going to get to that shortly. But first, Captain Chantrese Williams from the Salvation Army is here. Good morning, Captain Williams.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good. It just seems like we were just saying, I see you from pretty much the early part of November until Christmas almost every week. And then I don't see you again. So this is the fact that you have some news to talk about, and we're going to catch up on a lot of things. Have you recovered from that's a lot of work that you all do for those last couple months of the year?
Yes, we're finally getting back into the swing of things. It was a busy Christmas season this year, but we're back and getting back into all the rest of our programs that we do all year long.
It was a terrific Christmas season as far as the kettles go, because you always have that big number. Mm-hmm. And this year I was sure you were going to make it, just because you had made it the year before, and you did make it.
Yes, we made our goal. Our goal was $160,000, and we actually made $162,000. So we made our goal, and it was very exciting. And it was worth all the long days and our staff and volunteers and all of our bell ringers. It is because of them that we were able to make our goal this year.
Boy, and you think about the money and the kettle ringing and the toys and the things that you provided for kids and for senior citizens through Toyland and things like that. It really was a spectacular Christmas, all things considered.
Yes, it was amazing. We were able to provide toys for children and Christmas gifts for seniors. Over 1,600 total served this year. And when we had our distribution, just the smiles and the joy that we were able to see on our clients' faces, and just the fun that the volunteers had getting it all together. It was an amazing distribution time, and we were still able to assist with emergency situations that happened after our distribution till Christmas Eve, just because we were blessed abundantly with the amount of support we received this year.
I remember thinking on Christmas morning just about all the different times that many of the different shows and videos that you did, you and I did the last few months of the year, and just how the distribution and the organization of all of that, of how it all came together and how all those families were impacted and would be enjoying Christmas because of what the Salvation Army and what the community was able to do.
Right, and all those months and days that we spend getting all of this organized and prepared, that is the moment that we're preparing for, is that on Christmas morning when children wake up, the parents aren't worried that their children won't have something to open. They have Christmas gifts under the tree because we were able to provide those things for them.
Well, and this year I met you several times. We did some special things with some of the different bell ringers, and met a number of those. And the last one I met, and I think it was over at Ferry Farm Walmart, Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And just the passion that all of those you've got a core of bell ringers that ring just about every day and are just so dedicated to what they do.
Yes, we do have a good group of bell ringers who do show up to ring every single year. They start coming to the office to apply in September to get ready for the Christmas season, and they are absolutely amazing. They are dedicated, and they are very in tune with the mission of the Salvation Army. They love being out there every day. Bell ringing isn't an easy job when you're doing it 8 or 9 hours a day. It can take a toll on your body. It's cold outside, but they show up every day with a smile on their face, and they ring their hearts out every day.
Yeah, in so many cases they've been doing it for years, mm-hmm. and you also get the group of, I know there were, and I saw indications in situations where it was, where we always talk about getting your office together or getting a Sunday school class together or your neighborhood, you get a lot of that, and every year it works out, and that's what's we see the generosity of the community come through.
Yes, we have wonderful volunteers and community groups who come together every year. As you said, Sunday school classes, offices, our staff, they rang this year as well. Myself and Lieutenant rang. And so we just had a wonderful group of people this year who supported us and allowed us to meet our goal.
I saw you were, one night, and it was a chilly night, you were down ringing with Rotary.
Yes.
In front of Gorick's, and you did it a number of times.
Yes, I ran with the Rappahannock Rotary, and it was a lot of fun. And then Lieutenant and I ring a few other times, just because if we're going to ask the community to come and help us ring, then we need to be ringing as well. And so we go out and we ring. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet people and see familiar faces. And it's just a good way to just see people and be out there and to put a smile on people's faces. Because a lot of people, once they see the bell, you can't help but smile when you're seeing someone ring the Salvation Army bell.
The one of the things, and who knows? I mean, it's definitely early, but every year towards into the fall, you're looking for a place to house to house all the toys and the collection of things. So if anybody has, even though it's going to be at the end of the year, if anybody has some commercial space that they can lend you for a few months, be thinking about that.
Yes, at this point I think I need to start looking in January for our space for the following Christmas. So yes, we will need a home for our Toyland for Christmas 2022. So if you have a commercial space, we need around 20,000 square feet or more to have the operation the way that we need it. So if you have a space or know someone who has a space that we could use for the months of November and December, we would gladly like to speak with you and get that in order for this Christmas season.
Wouldn't that be nice that you wouldn't have to spend the summer going from place to place to place? And usually about October, you have to put out, please, and you're looking. So if you've got a space that the Salvation Army can use, get in touch with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, and be nice to get that taken care of right now.
Yes, absolutely. If you give me a call today, we can get that squared away.
Wouldn't that be that would be fantastic. Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here. We're going to take a break and come back, and you have some big news, some very big news, and we're going to get into that when we return on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here this morning. So we have built this all up, the big news, the big Salvation Army news. I don't even think we didn't even talk about this at the end of the year on air. We talked about it off air, but and I'm sure a lot of people know it by now. But the big news is
we are relocating our family store and opening a new location.
That is pretty exciting.
Yes, we're very excited. So we are currently at 2010 Lafayette Boulevard, and we are actually opening our new location in the Eagle Village Shopping Center at 1275 Emancipation Highway. That's right next to the Planet Fitness and the Giant. And so we'll be moving into a larger space. And we will be opening in mid-March. I will let you know the exact day, but we'll have the day of our grand opening posted on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have that posted for you. But we will be closing our current location on Lafayette Boulevard. Our office will stay there at the 2014 space, but the actual store will be moving to 1275 Emancipation Highway. And we're really excited. It's going to be larger, more space to shop, and we're just really excited at the opportunity to expand our store.
You'll be over there by the University of Mary Washington, and you figured you've got shoppers there at Giant. Like you say, Planet Fitness is right next door. Giant is there. Played Against Sports is in that area, and that's pretty exciting. Because for people that don't know, the family store serves a couple of purposes for the Fredericksburg Salvation Army.
Yes, our family store is designed to provide vouchers for families who need clothing, household items. So, for example, if someone is the victim of a house fire and they need clothing, they need things for their children, we hand out vouchers. And so they can use that voucher to go get items from our store free of cost to them. Also, all the money generated from the store, so when you go in and you purchase something from our store, all the money that is raised goes back into our programs. So that money goes into support our social services programs and the youth and adult programs that we offer through the church and our education programs as well. And so that's the purpose of the store. It's to help the community and also to allow us to provide our programs.
And for people that have not been in the Salvation Army Family Store, you got some good stuff.
Yes, we do. It's surprising. We have really good items in our store.
I am looking forward to this just because there'll be more items in the store. It will be bigger. How do you go about moving something like this? Are you going to try to sell as much as you can from the present store and then just restock and build up from there? Or do you move it all? I mean, it's a lot of stuff to move.
Yes, it is a very detailed process. But what we are going to do is the last 3 weeks that the store is open, we're going to be having basically a liquidation and closeout sale. And so we will be selling our items 50% off up to 80 to 90% off the last few days that we're open so that we can clear out all the items in the store. And in the process, we'll be transferring and moving items over to the new location. But we're going to be stocking our store with a lot of items that we're going to be getting. And I'll also be making videos and posting those items so that you can get a preview of what's going to be in the new location.
This is, I'm sure, I mean, for the Salvation Army, this is a big deal. This is kind of exciting. I mean, you've been at that location over on Lafayette Boulevard for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And to make a move like this, I'm sure was done with a lot of thought and a lot of prayer.
Yes, we have been praying and just trying to figure out what the best move would be. Our location, we've been there for years now, but we've outgrown it. Mm-hmm. We simply just need more space. And in our new location, we are almost doubling the amount of floor space that we're going to have. So we're really excited because it's going to give us the opportunity to sell more items, put more items on the floor, and essentially provide more services for the community through what we're able to sell and offer through our vouchers.
And that's what, as you've talked about this, and I'm glad you went into some detail about it, that it is more than just a thrift store. Mm-hmm. That you're doing just like this, and we'll talk more about just all the work that you do throughout the year, that for people that just see what happens at Christmas and think, wonder what they do the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. They do a lot, and you're involved in a lot. But this is a pretty important move, and just having more items to sell and getting more revenue from the store will mean you can do more in the community and help families out even more.
Yes, absolutely, and that's our goal. It's not just to move to make more money. The goal is to move so that we can provide a bigger space. That's more welcoming to the community and just for us to be able to be more visual in the community and mm-hmm. provide just a bigger space and kind of give the Salvation Army a little bit of a facelift. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to open a new space for the community to come in and allow it to be a new store unlike the Fredericksburg community has seen from the Salvation Army.
Yeah. No, no, like I say, you've been over there for just as long as is for just for years and years and years, and I can't help but think that as we look at inflation and things costing more, that a lot of the people that you deal with is really it's affecting all of us. But if you're kind of on the line on a lot of things anyway, when gas costs more, when food costs more, people I'm sure are coming to the Salvation Army with more needs than you've seen in the last few years.
Yes, absolutely. Especially when it comes to food security and rental assistance. Those are our biggest needs that we're seeing right now. And so the need in our community has not gotten smaller. It's actually increased. And so people need our services more now than they have before. And so in order for us to be able to provide those needs and provide the financial assistance, we need support from our family store. And we need continued support from the community, because our store will not be successful if the community doesn't support our store, because our store is a direct success of the donations that we receive from the community and then people shopping in the store from the community.
So when people clean out their closets and freshen up, especially when they do their spring cleaning and get rid of things, it would be helpful if you've got some good stuff there to bring it by this and make a donation to the Salvation Army that way.
Yes, absolutely. You can either drop off your items to our store, and we accept donations Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and our store is open from 9 to 5. So you can drop them off Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm sorry. The only 2 days we don't do walk-ins is Tuesdays and Thursdays. But if you have large items like furniture, mm-hmm. or you just have so much stuff that you can't fit in your car, we do pick up as well. So you can call our office at 543-379-373-1. Why can't I remember our number today? 540-373-3431.
Okay. I was thinking, too, when you were doing that.
I was about to give out my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. I wondered, what's the number she's giving out? I don't recognize this.
No, 540-373-3431. I don't think you want to call my cell phone number to schedule a pickup.
I don't think
so. And so, yes, if you call that number, you will be directed to our family store, and our staff will get you set up for a pickup. So we do pickups as well, and we just don't pick up in Fredericksburg. We do pickups in Stafford as well, in Spotsylvania, because a lot of people think we only pick up in like downtown Fredericksburg,
yeah.
which is not true. We pick up in Spotsylvania and in Stafford as well. So if you have furniture, or you just are cleaning out so much stuff and you can't get it to our office, you can always have us pick it up as well.
373-3431. I never thought of the fact, when you mentioned a few minutes ago, just about visibility, that the way things are right now with your offices and the family store there on Lafayette Boulevard next to Paul's Bakery is always the landmark. Mm-hmm. I always, when someone will say, where is the store? And I'll say, it's right next to Paul's. And then with the church itself just down there on Lafayette Boulevard in the downtown area, this will kind of, you'll spread out a little bit more of being over by Eagle Village and over in that section of town.
Yes, because currently all of our three locations are all on Lafayette Boulevard.
Yeah.
So it is going to be a change for everyone, not just our staff, but the community as well, because everyone knows that all of our locations are on Lafayette. But I think moving over into that area is going to obviously be really good for like the college students at Mary Washington. They'll be able to access us easier, and just more people will know that we have a store when they see us out in that area.
I think just because the space you're using is where you did the toyland and all of that at Christmas time, and just being over there and seeing all those shoppers that are there at Giant, even the people that are going in and out of Planet Fitness, mm-hmm. it's a pretty steady stream of people. So I think people will see that there, and you'll get just a lot of walk-in traffic.
Yes, the shopping center is a very busy shopping center, so I think it'll be very good for clients just going to the store and then seeing our new location. And if you were able to come to our Christmas distribution site, that is exactly where the store is going to be. So if you either received gifts from us this Christmas or you volunteered to help, that location is where our store is going to be, and it just seems like it's the perfect recipe for a successful store.
Mid-March is when you open, and be watching for sales if you're into that, or just go on by the if you want to visit the last few times the Lafayette Boulevard location, just to visit that before the big change takes place. It's just moving all of that stuff. Hopefully the sales you can move a lot of it and do that.
Yes, our hope is that everything's going to be sold so we can move into our new space without having to move everything from the old space.
That would be a lot. Mid-March, though, the family store for the Salvation Army moves, and that is exciting, and we will be talking about that on this show in the weeks and the months ahead. Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army is here this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk more about just some of the day-to-day things and things that happen and things that happen this summer, all the things that so much of what when you give money into the kettles, that is what all these programs go toward. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back with Captain Williams. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Salvation Army this morning. Captain Chantrice Williams is here. It just seems, Captain Williams, I just feel like we should be talking about bell ringing and Christmas, and I'm used to a certain time of year. Although last summer, we did a show last summer right around camp time that was fun. And I always say to you when we get together during the holidays, we need to do more of these shows just to educate the community. So here we go, and we're doing that. And before we get out of here, we will talk again about the moving of the family store, and we will do another show or two about what's going on with that as we approach that in mid-March. But as we talk about the Salvation Army, one of the things that we do always do, generally will try to do a show on, is the great camps that you all offer kids, and a couple of things. And one of the camp is over in Culpeper, so that makes it kind of local. And that's pretty unique. But also the fact that this camp played such a big role in your own life.
Yes. Camp Happyland is the reason why I am a Corps officer in the Salvation Army today. I actually went to camp as a kid when I was 9 years old, and went every summer from when I was 9, and then started working when I was 14, and worked every summer until I was 19. So camp is a big part of who I am, and I have seen how camp can change the lives of kids, because it changed mine. And just being able, as the Salvation Army, to provide a safe place for kids every summer. There have been thousands of kids, hundreds of thousands of kids, I'm sure, who have walked in and out of the gates of Camp Happyland, and their lives have been changed. And the good thing is, we provide the camp experience free of charge to the children. The Salvation Army in each local area covers the cost. And so a week of camp is probably about $400 because they're provided hot meals. There's a pool. There are activities set up for them each and every day. There are lakes that they get to go fishing and go canoeing and kayaking and all these wonderful activities that they're able to partake in. But parents don't have to worry about paying for that, because the Salvation Army pays for that so that their children can go and have a good time for a week. And so they go for 6 days, and They stay in cabins, and every kid has their own bunk. And it's just, it's a wonderful time. And not only that, they get to learn about Jesus Christ while they're there, because it is a Christian camp. But it's just, when I think of Camp Happy Land, I have nothing but wonderful memories. And I'm just thankful that I'm in Fredericksburg, because we're the closest Salvation Army to Camp Happy Land. And so I'm able to be a facilitator of getting kids there every year.
That is so interesting. Is there a certain part in that camping? Usually in those kind of situations, when you have a situation, you can remember places. Is there a place at Camp Happy Land that you remember being there as a kid and just thinking, this is what I want to do?
There is a spot in the middle of camp where we have Vespers, which is basically devotions at night before the kids go to sleep. And there's a cross there, and that's my favorite part of camp. They have lights that light up the area and benches where all the kids go, and that's probably my favorite part of camp, just for spiritual reasons. And that's where I knew that I was going to serve in the Salvation Army. Every summer when I was there, being in that specific area reassured me of what I was supposed to do. But I will say, as a kid, my favorite spot was the pool. That was my favorite place.
Understood. Now, that is so cool. And the fact, and we talk about this, but just for you to tell that story, when you walk by a kettle and sometimes you put 50 cents in and you just think, eh. But all of that is what helps pay that $400 to send these kids to camp. And who knows what they walk away with from that experience.
Right, absolutely. Because at 9 years old, I never thought that I would be coming back to serve as an executive director or corps officer for the Salvation Army. The thought never crossed my mind. And just being able to, since being in Fredericksburg, meet a lot of people that said, hey, I went to Camp Happy Land 20 years ago. And just the impact that it's had on not only the kids that we send now, but adults who live in our area who were able to go to Camp Happy Land as a kid. And so a lot of people didn't even realize it was still around, but Camp Happy Land is still here. And we only missed one summer because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we were able to open with limited capacity. But I'm happy to say that we will be sending kids to camp this summer. And the theme for this summer is actually space camp. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've received a preview of what the kids are going to be able to experience this year. But camp will happen. And we're going to start taking applications for kids in the community to go to camp around April and May.
Okay.
And so if you have a child who wants to go to camp or you want to learn more about Camp Happy Land, you can call our office and we'll start having that information available probably the end of April, beginning of May. And kids can go to camp for a week this summer. If they are musically inclined and want to go to music camp, we have a music camp as well. And so there's just a lot of opportunities for kids to go away and just enjoy being a kid and being outside and just having fun and meeting other kids from around our state and D.C. and Maryland and West Virginia as well, because our camp is open to Salvation Armies all through those four states.
I remember, and nobody has quite the story that you have, but meeting some people that went to Camp Happy Land as kids, and just what that did, and so often just hearing stories about how they looked forward to it. Their families couldn't afford to go on a vacation, so this was a way that they were able to go on vacation, or just to be in an area that's rural and out with the among the trees and the grass and things like that, things that we just don't ever even think about sometimes.
Right, there's just a lot of things that I think adults we take for granted sometimes.
Yeah.
And even this past summer when we took some kids to camp, we put them on the bus and we drive them down. And they're like, well, where are we going? we're going to camp. How far is it? Well, it's only about 30 minutes away, but a lot of these kids haven't left the city of Fredericksburg before. Mm-hmm. And so just going 30 minutes away was a big deal to them. And it really was taking them away. And for a lot of them, it was a vacation and just simple things. I remember being there because as officers, we serve a week. So I stay there at camp with the kids for an entire week every summer and, you know, do the programs with them. And there were kids in my classes and I'm like, well, what's your favorite part about being at camp? And typically it's the pool or canteen where they get all their snacks and candies and all that stuff. But I just always remember there was one kid that said, I have my own bed. And when she said that, I just kind of looked and she said, yeah, I have my own bed because at home I don't have my own bed. So for this whole week, I get my own bed. And that, for me, you know, I had to walk away because I didn't want to cry in front of her. But it just simple things like that. These kids get to go and they have their own space. They have their own bed and they just get to, yeah, they get to be a kid for a week.
So. Yeah. That is that. Wow. So that, that to have that so close. And the fact that you are going to be able to do it this year, and again, applications in April and May, and just follow, if you follow the Salvation Army Facebook page, all of this stuff pops up, and also your website too. But so much more goes on. I think everybody, sometimes we just focus in on the, what you do at the end of the year is so important to families, but especially the kettles, and that's we talk about the need for the kettles, but. These are the stories when you hear that's the kettles fund so much of what you do and the family store. So it really does all come together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so a lot of people, if you ask what does the Salvation Army do, they know that we're the people who ring the bell at Christmas time. But we do that, and we're most visible at that time of the year to support all the other wonderful things that we do throughout the year, like being able to send kids to camp and having our food pantry open every week and providing assistance for clothing and furniture and hygiene products, and then being able to have our youth programs and our School of Music, all of these things that are completely free to the community. And so Christmas is our time to shine, but it allows us to provide the rest of the services that we do 365 days a year.
Speaking of the music program, I know that and really my only ever, the only time I ever see, I've seen the music program in a couple of places. I'll see it at Christmas time if you're playing by a kettle. And if I'll go, sometimes I'll go and watch a video on your Facebook page of your church services but the music program. I have met so many kids that have been involved in that and have gotten involved in music because they come to the Salvation Army. What is it, Wednesday night or whatever night that they do, whatever night that they get together and do. It is a terrific, it's a terrific music program you have there.
Yes, we have a wonderful program. It's on Tuesday nights.
Tuesday nights.
And so basically what happens is we have about 35 children who come in every Tuesday night, and the first thing we do is we feed them a hot meal. So they come in and they're able to have dinner, and then we have volunteer teachers who come in and they teach classes such as brass. All the children are in music theory, so we teach them how to read music first because they can't advance into the different instruments if they don't know how to read music, because a lot of the kids come to us never have picked up an instrument or read any type of music before. And so they have music theory class. We split them into the beginners and then the children who have a little bit of musical ability. And then they can go to brass class, percussion, piano, guitar, and then we have dance class. And we've also added violin this semester. So we have a few kids who are gonna be playing violin as well. And so again, we have 35 children. And the best part is, all of our instructors are volunteers from our community. We do have a School of Music director who is on our staff, but all the other instructors are volunteers who come in faithfully every Tuesday, and they teach these children how to play. And we were there last night until 8 o'clock. It's a lot of fun, but we've had kids who have come in again, never touched an instrument, didn't know how to hold a trumpet or hold a guitar, and then when we have our recital, they can play a piece of music. And so it's just a wonderful transformation to see. And some of the kids come because their parents want them to learn an instrument, and they may not be too happy about it, but by the time they're able to play something, you can see the transformation in them as well, that they now have a love and appreciation for music.
I met, and this was a couple of years ago, this was before COVID, but a group of them, I met them at Christmas, and they were playing at Kettles, and they were playing at Kettles because they were practicing what they were going to play. They were part of they marched with the Salvation Army in the Rose Bowl parade, and it was so interesting to see these. I mean, they were kids; they were all high school kids, and they all told me their stories about how they had never had any interest in music, and mm-hmm. someone invited them on Tuesday nights to go to the Salvation Army, and now they could play an instrument. And I think you told me stories about people that have gone on to have gotten scholarships and gone to college just because they learned how to play an instrument well with the Salvation Army.
Yes, especially here in Fredericksburg, we have a lot of talented kids, and our music program is very unique because not every Salvation Army has one of these. So Fredericksburg is very unique in this aspect, but we have several of our young people, especially from the group that you're mentioning that went to the Rose Bowl parade that year, who have walked in when they were 12, 13 years old, never played an instrument, and then now they are amazing musicians. We have one of our, well, she's not a kid anymore, a young adult, who she actually plays in the Marine Corps band now. And she is absolutely amazing. And she came into the Salvation Army music program not knowing how to play, and now she's a member of the Marine Corps band. We also have one of our young people who went to a music institute this summer, and he actually composes his own music now, and he just turned 18, but he's going to a worldwide music composers forum sometime this year, and he started playing music by coming to the Salvation Army music program.
Wow, some cool things are happening over at the Salvation Army. If people are interested in getting involved in the programs or knowing when things are, I guess go to either the Facebook page or the website.
Yes, you can find information for all our programs on our Facebook page or on our website. And if you're specifically interested in the School of Music, you can contact our music director. His name is Victor Young. And you can get all this information by calling our office at 540-373-3431. And we can get you all the information you need.
373-3431. Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army here. We're going to take a quick break and come back and tell you again about the moving of the Salvation Army Family Store. We'll do that and conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Fredericksburg Salvation Army, our focus this morning. Good stuff, Captain Chantrice Williams here. Before we get out of here, and we got to get out of here in just a few minutes. By the way, I never told you, but the Redskins' new name is the Commanders.
Oh, they did change. Okay.
This morning they announced it. Okay. They just announced it on the Today Show. It's the Commanders. So
I'm a Dallas fan. So.
You're what? That's a whole new show. That is a whole new show. Wow. I wasn't ready for that. Although I'm a Lions and a Ravens fan. So, but wow, we've got to talk about that sometime. I'm sure there's a story there. The family store is moving, and that is going to happen mid-March. So there are things that the people need to know.
Yes, our store that is currently located at 2010 Lafayette Boulevard, we're going to be closing that location and moving over to the Eagle Village Shopping Center. And if you don't know where that is, it's right next to Mary Washington, and it's where the Planet Fitness and the Giant is located. And so we'll literally be right next to the Planet Fitness, and okay. The store is almost double in size. of our current location, and we are in the process of renovating it and getting it all ready for our grand opening, and we'll have the information for the actual date of that opening posted on our Facebook page, and we'll make sure to get that information out to the community. But we're really excited because the space is going to allow us to have more merchandise on the floor, more space for processing so that we can get more donations out for sale. But also with more space, there's more room for people to shop. But also, it allows us to essentially raise more funds so that we can support the community and the programs that we offer through the Salvation Army.
And there will be specials at the store.
Yes.
Coming up, so be on the lookout for that.
Yes. While we're closing, we're going to be offering very good sales, between 50 and 90% off, so that we can get all the merchandise out of our current location.
Captain Chantrice Williams with the Fredericksburg Salvation Army, 373-3431 if you need more information. And we will see you soon, and we'll talk more about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.